Do you have a story you want to see on a video on this channel? Well, then you should probably send it my way. Go to asTheRavenDreams.com/submit or check the links below. Enjoy. This happened yesterday, on the 20th of April, 2021, but nobody believes me. But too many things don't add up. The story begins where I parked my car in the parking lot of my complex before 7 p.m. My neighbor says he saw the car parked there when he got home, also at 7 p.m. Now, I am home from then all the way until around 3 p.m. when I wake up and walk to the liquor store. I usually walk because it's so close that it's faster than driving around. I then walk home. The entrance to my building has two ways, so I didn't see the parking lot that my car is parked in. At around 5:45 p.m., I go out to look for my car, and it's not there. I'm panicking, thinking someone stole it, so I start calling neighbors and family. Now here is where it gets interesting. It sounds as if I just drove my car to the liquor store, forgot that I drove it there, and then walked home, then panicked when I saw it was gone out of the spot. Right? The thing is, my car is my baby, and I just got it, and I love cars. It is very unlikely that I walked right past my own car without noticing how gorgeous it is. Honestly, if you know me, you know that I adore this car. Anyways, when I call my mom to tell her and ask if she saw it, she said she left for work around 1 p.m., and she said she did not see the car parked there, and saw the empty spot, and assumed that I parked on the other side of the building. Now, my previously mentioned neighbor who comes home at 7 p.m. and leaves at 7 a.m. said he did not see the car parked there at 7 that morning. He explained in detail how he grabbed the trash from his car, walked to the dumpster, which passes my parking spot, smoked a cigarette, and he said he did not see the car. He said that he noticed my other car next to it was there, but the spot where the car in question was parked was empty. So, I have two people saying they did not see the car there on the morning afternoon of April 20th, and I don't remember driving it at all that day. But it gets better. So, I check the security footage this morning, and sure enough, I see my car parked in that spot the whole time. I even see my mom, who says she saw the spot empty, walk right past it to get into her car and drive away. Fast forward to the cameras, and it shows me driving the car, I presume to the liquor store, around 5 p.m. Fast forward more, and you see me walking out of the same entrance looking for my car, thinking it's missing, around 6 p.m. To resume the story, after that I think the car is gone, I call the police and I report it's stolen. I'm feeling dejected and sad, so I order a pizza for some comfort food. I take my other car and I drive, and something tells me to drive to the liquor store parking lot. Just a weird feeling. So, barely hopeful, I pulled in and, there behold, is my beautiful Mercedes. I drive up behind it, confused as hell. I ask the liquor store guy working how long has the car been parked here. He replies, all day. I'd say since about 1 or 2 p.m. Now, maybe he's mistaken, but the car is on video in my parking lot at that time. Little did I know then. I wasn't able to check the security to verify, but I was positive that I was asleep at that time. Confused and overjoyed, I park the BMW and take my Mercedes to pick up the pizza. So, maybe I lost my car, but there are three people saying they saw the car, not where the footage shows. And let me mention, the car was in perfect condition, exactly how I left it. I'm still confused. Maybe three people are mistaken, four if you include me, or it's just a glitch in the Matrix. Tell me what you guys think. Hi Reddit. Seldom poster, longtime lurker here. I had the strangest experience today that I absolutely cannot fathom. I've tried every logical explanation, but I can't seem to wrap my mind around what happened to me this morning. Time stopped? I had visited a major city this morning with my boyfriend to check out one of my favorite museums. I had recently gotten a membership there as a present. As we were preparing to leave the hotel this morning, we decided to drive to a local coffee shop first. The GPS on his Android phone with Google Maps said it was a 21-minute drive. We began heading that direction and decided to recheck the GPS about 10 minutes in to see what was next. Mind you, we could hear the GPS through the radio the whole time, and I paid close attention as the navigator. I was in the front passenger seat. The phone was sitting in a cup holder, and the screen was out of view. So, I hadn't been actively checking the ETA since we had left. We just wanted to check the screen to see what traffic colors we were approaching. Blue, little to no traffic, orange, medium traffic, and red, heavy traffic. The entire first 10 minutes of the drive were completely blue. All green lights, no detours, no wrong turns, nothing out of place. If anything, it was a fast, straightforward blur of a drive. But this is where things got strange. I pulled out his phone to check the map, and even though we had been driving for 10 minutes already with no complications, the GPS still said that we had 21 minutes left to go. I was confused. I checked my own GPS with Apple Maps on my iPhone, different than his map app and phone. It matched his phone, saying we were 21 minutes away still. Confused further, I looked up how far the hotel was from the coffee shop. Stranger yet, it still said 21 minutes. Something was wrong. Maybe the map app was just wrong? But across two different apps on two different phones at two different times? We ended up not driving to the coffee shop and just driving to the museum. But we had no explanation as to why we would be driving for 10 minutes and not be any closer. We then realized we didn't remember much of what was around us or what we had been doing or talking about before discovering that we had not made any progress in our journey. It was a straight road, and it was like we had never even left the hotel. Has anyone else ever experienced anything like this? It's been nice not having to post here for a while. No significant glitches for almost a year now. As usual, look at my profile if you don't know all my crazy previous posts. The Harmon Road interconnect is all finished now. So even though I'm still in the place where it disappeared, at least it got built again. Almost exactly the way that I remember it. And the new Azure Road is great. Development around it is coming along nicely. Even it does still feel weird every time I drive on it. The girlfriend and I have moved in together in the house off Azure, so it's part of my routine now. Anyways, moving right along. 4 days ago, as of this post, on the way home from some errands, the girlfriend wanted McDonald's. No problem, there's one a few blocks from our house. Standalone location, right next to a KFC. I've lived in this neighborhood off and on for over 11 years. I know this McDonald's. We pull into the shopping center. The sign on the street is there. There's no McDonald's. We drive into the parking lot. It isn't there. The KFC is there, but no McDonald's. We're laughing about it and decide that, well, maybe it closed. But, like, the whole building is gone. You can't see the KFC from the Walmart because the McDonald's is in the way. And now, you can see the KFC. That seems weird. We both comment on it. The sign is still up, so it must have been recent. Then we see a McDonald's sign on the Walmart. There wasn't one in this Walmart before. Well, that explains it. They opened one in the Walmart and closed the standalone store. No idea why the whole building had to come down, but whatever. We don't want to go into Walmart, so we leave. 2 days later, now 2 days ago, the girlfriend asks if I can stop at McDonald's on the way home from work. She has a thing for their fries dipped in chocolate shakes. I know there are more of you out there. I decide to brave going into Walmart so she can have hot fries and a non-melted shake, rather than stopping somewhere further away and going through the drive-thru. I take the Craig exit and head up Lozee to the same shopping center we had been at 2 days before. And there is the standalone McDonald's. Two-lane drive-thru, right next to the KFC, where it's been for about a decade. And there is no McDonald's sign on the Walmart. Been there 2 days in a row now, so I guess that's cool. Anyways, hey Glitch, how you been? Sorry I disappeared between stories, but here we go again. So, this just happened to me. I'm 22 and female, and I'm really confused. So, for a little background, over the first months of the panoramic, my mom and my stepfather, who I really consider my dad, decided to call it off. They're best friends and they really love each other, but their romantic love just kind of died over the years. So, for the past month, I've been living in the city in the same apartment I have lived in since I was 10, with my mom, and my stepdad is living on a house on the outside of the city. The house he's living in is a family house, and we've spent long periods of time here and all, but never lived here permanently, since we've always had the apartment in the city. So, as I told you before, my parents are still best friends, and so we regularly come and visit him. And he's constantly going to the apartment when he needs to run errands in the city. So today, with my mom, we decided to come visit him. But we have a cat, and we don't really like leaving her home alone because she doesn't take it well. We brought her along with our suitcases and a couple of other things that we needed, since we decided to stay over a few days. Well, while we unloaded everything from the car and got settled into our rooms, we had to go up and down the main stairs of the house a couple times, and in those trips, we didn't notice anything weird. When we finished, we walked down to the kitchen to grab dinner, and after, we went to the living room to catch a talk for a while. So by now, it was 12 a.m., and we all decided to call it a day and to go to sleep. But when we were going up, my stepfather found a copy of my birth certificate lying on the floor, all folded up. Neither my mom nor me had even noticed it. We went up before him, so he casually asked us what that was doing there, but none of us could find an explanation. We usually keep those documents in a folder in a locked file cabinet in the apartment in the city. And we're all pretty sure that at no point in time, those documents have been in this house. So again, we're not really sure how it ended up here. If it were in some of the things we brought, we would have noticed, because we had to carry every single thing down the stairs of my apartment building, since it doesn't have an elevator, and also we haven't taken anything from that file cabinet in weeks or even months. I don't have any explanation for this, so I think it was a glitch in the Matrix. But tell me what you guys think. I live in a suburb north of a small city. It is referred to as the North Shore, because it is north of the city, and it's by a big lake. It's a place where everyone eventually knows everyone. This event took place at an open-air shopping mall center located in the North Shore, where I was shopping with my two daughters, A, 12 years old, and R, 10 years old. All three of us were walking the outside portion of the mall, enjoying the weather while we shopped. R was holding my hand and A was walking in front of us. While we were walking to the next store, I noticed a woman with gray hair was walking towards us, with a girl that looked exactly like my daughter A. The other girl was the same height as A. She had the same hair length and hair color. She had the same skin color and the same facial features. The only difference between the two of them were the clothes that they were wearing. As the two of them were walking towards us, I stopped in my tracks as they got closer. I felt R hitting me with her free hand, trying to get my attention, but I couldn't move or respond to R. I was in disbelief over what I was seeing. The doppelganger looked at R and me, and then looked up at the gray-haired lady, but the gray-haired lady was looking straight ahead, unaware of us. It was like she was focused on something else, and she never even noticed us as she walked past us. My daughter A had no clue what was happening. She was still walking. She was a few feet ahead of us when she realized that R and her mom were no longer behind her. She turned around and saw R and me just standing still, with the frozen look of shock on our faces. Then, I heard R yell at her sister, "Did you see that girl? She looked exactly like you." Which A replied that she did not see her. A is now 21, and we still talk about that day. It is a day that we will never forget. When we talk about it, A tells us that she is glad she did not see her doppelganger, because she believes that one of them would have died. She also tells us that All she saw of her doppelganger is her hair. As she turned her head to look back at us, she saw dark hair like hers from the corner of her eye when her doppelganger passed her. We live in the North Shore, and as of today, we have never seen my daughter's doppelganger or the gray-haired lady again. A certain time ago, I had an experience I described to my friends as a literal glitch in the Matrix. I was shopping in one of those large area furniture stores. They're basically one big maze full of various stuff, and that particular one felt especially overloaded. I was there with my mom and we were looking at some nice shelves, frequently distracted by other things found on our way. The store has just one floor, which you have to use an escalator to get to. We explored the ground floor in a short amount of time, as there was mainly some smaller stuff like plates or pillows. We spent most of our time on the first floor, as I said, distracted by anything more or less interesting we found on our way throughout the furniture maze. At one moment, I began to feel kind of dizzy while being there, to the point where I had to sit down so I wouldn't faint. It didn't last long as we continued exploring. I noticed an escalator that was going up nearby. I asked my mom if there was a second floor, and she responded that she didn't know, and was also surprised to see the escalator. I asked which floor we were on, and as we looked around, it turned out that we were on the ground floor, and the escalator was simply leading to the only one floor above. The thing is, I don't recall using an escalator to go down, and neither does my mom. We were using it only once, when going up after having explored the first, most loaded floor, and we both had no recollection of going downstairs whatsoever. There wasn't any other way to go down either, and no simple stairs in the store. At least not in the main area that we had been in the whole time. There were no elevators, no slopes. We were equally confused how we ended up on the lower floor, even though we were sure it was the upper one all along. We found that odd, like a real glitch in the Matrix, which caused us to move down at some point without us noticing. The other strange factor was how much time had actually passed in comparison of what I felt. It started to get dark outside, and turned out that we spent a few hours going around the store. While it felt to me that it might have only been an hour, nothing more. I still wonder what happened, and how anyone could explain it, but nothing rational comes to mind. That was this week's collection of Glitch in the Matrix stories, and I hope you enjoyed. And if you did, please make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe, and also please make sure you subscribe. You can also hit that thumbs up button and let me know in the comments what you thought of the video. Thank you to everyone who listens, and thank you to all the people who let me use their stories. You are greatly appreciated, more than you know. Now, word of the week time. Last week, the word of the week was longanimity. And I have a couple entries here. I have a few entries. First up, Mia Mina, the part specifically that says, "As for the word of the week, which I have missed doing, I hope my subscribers have the longanimity that yours have when it comes to my videos as of late, since my body has been doing everything to keep me from working on them." Well, I hope you're feeling better soon, and I understand, and I'm sure your subscribers will absolutely appreciate it whenever you can come back. Next up, Brittany DZ, "I lack the longanimity needed to stay sane working at the Amazon warehouse Thanks for using my story and great job narrating it. Thank you, Brittany. Really appreciate you letting me use your story. And thank you for dropping a word this dropping a sentence for the word of the week. Really appreciate that. Next up is PA Nightmares. It takes a lot of longanimity to make YouTube videos. Trust me, I know. But no one displays more longanimity than our feathered burb man, Raven. Much love, brother. The stories were excellent. Thank you, PA. Next up, Rainy Days. When longanimity for dealing with annoying people is hard to come by, I listen to Raven's videos to unwind and restore my patience. I feel that, Rainy. I really do. And then next up, Eliza H. After my surgery, I questioned whether my longanimity would hold out. Good thing I have awesome glitch stories to listen to. Thank you, Eliza. I hope you're doing well, and I hope, you have a speedy recovery from surgery, I guess? I'm not really sure how to say that. Surgery is one of those things that, like, yeah, recovery is good and never it's speedy, but at the same time, it kind of goes by a standard rule. Anyway, this week's word of the week is catalyst. C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T, and I'm going by the definition of something that causes activity between two or more persons or forces without itself being affected, or a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. You can use whatever definition you choose, but those are the two that I'm going by. And I challenge you this week. Write me a one, I guess, to four sentence story or more, however long you want it to be. Try to write a story this time around. If you can't, that's fine, just write a regular sentence with it. But if you can write a story, consider doing so. I'd like to read them. Yeah. Anyways, my friends, I hope you all have a beautiful day, and I hope I will see you on the next video. But, my lovely listeners, sorry, Raven Reads, sleep well.